You could take what we call running under it, you know, back them up here and take it running, go and push them and give them a shove.
Mm-hmm.
And you could have them going 30 foot high from one side to the other. One that never had swung like that, lots of time you'd have to stop them because they'd get sick or they'd try to jump out and hurt themselves.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't like that.
Oh, you would after you swung a few times.
I don't think so.
I know so. You'd be the first one I ever saw that didn't.
Hmm.
It was a novelty. And
sounds dangerous, though.
Well, it is if you turn loose.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as dangerous riding a merry-go-round, for you could, the seat could hang and turn you upside down up there.
Mm-hmm. A merry-go-round, is that, you mean goes
yeah,
around
I
like
mean,
that? Ferris wheel.
I said the wrong thing.
Merry-go-round goes around
like a
bike.
Goes around where those little horses you ride.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, some of these things, really, I don't remember from the other day whether I asked you or not, so if I'm asking you the same thing twice, please forgive me. What did you carry coal in, if you ever used coal?
See, we didn't have coal out there until, I did burn it in the shop.
Mm-hmm.
Till about 30 or 40.
Mm-hmm.
And we burn wood.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we'd have a kindling basket for that.
Mm-hmm.
Then after we got the coal, we use buckets and scuttles.
Is scuttle the same thing?
Scuttle is a regular thing prepared for coal. It has a place on one side so arranged it kind of makes a spout where you can pour the coal in the stove and thing. And all the time out there, before we got electricity and everything, we used a wood stove.
Mm-hmm.
The funniest thing about that, I cut some stove wood too long one time. My wife had me take it out and cut both ends off of it where it fit instead of cutting it in two.
Hmm.
You catch that? You usually stick wood like this.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe be that much too long, but you'd lay it up there and cut both ends off.
Twice as much work. I may have asked you this the other day, but on a stove, since you mentioned it, what do you call the thing that runs from the stove to the chimney?
Stovepipe.
And is that the same as a flue?
It could be used as a flue, but a flue is that thing that's built in the ceiling of the house, up through the attic, up through the roof, and it's made the good ones was made out of brick and mortar mix.
Mm-hmm.
And sometime you'd run that stovepipe all the way through, and then you'd have a thing that went over the stovepipe to fasten on the roof, keep from leaking down it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
okay. What do you call the little thing that you'd carry bricks in that has one wheel and handles?
Wheelbarrows.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear one called a Georgia buggy?
I may have when I was a kid. I've heard everything, I think.
I guess you have, probably. And then the thing that you drive is you just call it your...
You mean there's something hitched to it?
No, the thing you drive today. That's a...
car.
Yeah. Would you call that by any other name? Any other word?
Well, let's just start back.
Mm-hmm.
The first motor-driven vehicle I ever saw was a motor buggy, auto buggy, and it had tires on just like the old-fashioned buggies, small, and Dr. Lee had one here with his first motor buggy, and the wheels was narrow and everything. When you get in a sand bed, it was stuck. You had to pull it or push it out. Then next come
Is that before they had the Model T Ford and all that?
The Model T might have been invented or started then, but I don't think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And the Model T then come out.